Message from the editor. I ain't gonna lie. Starting an organization or a business without a lot of personal wealth or external funding isn't easy. In the beginning, if you don't have access to the funds to pay others to do some, most, or all of the required tasks, you'll probably have to do those things yourself. And you might have to do them for a long time, at least until your organization or business starts succeeding financially. Over the years, I've started several businesses, some of which provided a living for my family, and some that didn't. In fact, I'm currently in the process of starting several more businesses, following a loss of some of my income around the beginning of the pandemic. Although I don't have the types of tools and the teams I had at my other magazine positions, today's technology enables me to do many of the things that need to be done on my own, with free or inexpensive tools, software, apps, equipment, etc. This is one of the greatest times in history to start an organization or business with relatively low startup costs. If, of course, you can contribute the needed sweat equity to get it off the ground. In Founders 411, we'll mainly be focusing on the kinds of organizations and businesses that don't require the exorbitant startup expenses of the past, such as a large office, warehouse, or storefront, high-cost utilities, expensive software and apps, and large staffs. Many great organizations and businesses can be started today without those costs, making it one of the best times to take the leap. And if I'm right, many people want to jump. They're tired of making fortunes for their employers. It just doesn't seem fair. And they want more freedom and flexibility. I know I do. Unfortunately, even though many want to take the leap, they are also understandably afraid to do so. What if the organization or business doesn't succeed? What if I go into debt? If I give up my steady job, how will I pay my bills and maintain my current lifestyle? What if I fail and humiliate myself? I understand. For sure. I felt that way when I left my former long-term position with a national nonprofit organization. As a result, I put this publication together to help inspire you and show you what I and others have learned that may help you get started or grow. If you plan to start a business or organization or have already done so, be sure to read Founders 411 for lots of information, important tips, advice, and encouragement. Yes, you still may fail, but on the other hand, you may fly higher than you ever imagined. This publication aims to help give you the wings. Enjoy.